This shouldn't be a thing. Again, if you have a thought that could be for this shouldn't be a thing, send it in to Calvin and me, Jane says, at civicmedia.us. Now, today is the private menu edition. This comes by way of Dexerto, which I've never heard of, but Michael Gwilliam has the byline on this. The headline reads, "Man sues restaurant after promotional TikTok video exposes his secret affair." Yeah, an Italian man is taking legal action against a restaurant for a TikTok video unexpectedly revealing his alleged extramarital affair and helped end his marriage. I would say, with that first sentence, I would say the man having the extramarital affair helped end his marriage. Not so much a TikTok video, but what do I know? I know nothing about social media. I'm on a TikTok once. The 42-year-old man from Catania has filed a lawsuit claiming his privacy was violated when the eatery posted footage of him dining with another woman as part of a social media promotion. According to the local reports, the man told his wife he would be out for a routine business dinner. Wink, wink, routine business dinner. Instead, he spent the evening at the restaurant on a date with a secret lover, which sounds very Italian, by the way. Very, very Italian. The encounter was captured on camera by staff creating marketing content for the venue. The clip was then later uploaded to TikTok without the customer's knowledge or consent, and the man's wife saw the viral video. I don't know why it went viral. It's a restaurant video. I'm sure because he was having an affair. It went live. She quickly announced that she planned to leave him. Again, I'm sorry, but I've seen way too many Italian love movie, romantic movies where it's, I imagine it's very dramatic and there's a scarf involved. She plans to leave him, ending their marriage and reportedly kicking him out of the house. It's a villa. It overlooks the ocean because that's what everyone. Yeah, now I'm just being stereotypical towards people who live in Italy. Now the Italian consumer rights group Codacon says it's seeking damages on his behalf. Francesco Tenassi, a representative for the organization, argued that the restaurant acted unlawfully by filming patrons and sharing the material online. Now, okay. Yes. Did this man do wrong from A to B to C to D? 99.9% of this is all his fault. Yes. I do think, Calvin, tell me your thoughts on this, from a matter of filming and consent, and if there's nothing in like posted in the restaurant saying so, he may have a case saying they didn't have the right. Now, that doesn't bring back his wife. That doesn't bring back his marriage. That doesn't bring back his house. He does have to deal with all of those things that are a result of his really stupid move. But still, I can see something happening because this could possibly be a case.
Yeah, I think because it's explicitly used for promotional materials is why he would have a case. Because I feel like you should have to sign up for that kind of thing.
You'd have to be informed. They should say to you, "Hey, we're doing these videos. You might be posted. Are you okay with that?" I mean,
the article even mentions it, but it definitely reminds me a little bit of the Coldplay concert last year.
Yeah,
that obviously is a different situation because it was a random person in the crowd that filmed the video and it wouldn't have went viral if they wouldn't have reacted.
I just imagine him saying to his wife, "Look, none of this would have happened had they never filmed the video. You never would have known," and him thinking that actually helps the situation. She's even kicking him out of the house further, maybe into the ocean itself. But the group Codacons goes on to say it is inadmissible that a restaurant films its customers without clear consent and posts the video, exposing the person to unpredictable consequences like the actions of having an extramarital affair. But it'll be interesting to see where this story goes, because while I totally disagree with everything this man did, the law may or may not be on his side. I think it might be on his side, but we'll find out more. But that brings us to the end of another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.